If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello, and welcome to Gardeners Favourites, a new podcast series featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Kate Bradbury, and the team here at Gardeners World magazine. In this special winter series, we'll share with you some of our winter highlights, guaranteed to beat the winter gloom, with options to get you outside enjoying your garden and recommendations for days when you want to curl up indoors. So sit back and enjoy as we share our favourites. Evergreens get a bad rap. They're dismissed as dull and boring, best consigned to an old-fashioned shrubbery or a municipal car park, or at most shoved at the back of the border, where they are neglected and ignored. But I'm here to change your mind about evergreens and convince you that evergreens can be exciting and can bring so much more to your garden than an unchanging mass of dark green leaves. I'm Catherine Mansley, digital editor at Gardeners World magazine, and I'm going to share three evergreens that will change your opinion of these garden stalwarts. My first evergreen has a worse reputation than most, and in many cases, rightly so. It is bamboo. No, I hear you shriek in horror, but bamboo will spread everywhere and you'll never be able to get rid of it. A gardening friend of mine once joked that you should never plant bamboo unless you have first bought a panda to eat it into submission. Well, you don't have to adopt any exotic pets. You just need to choose the right variety. Yes, there are plenty of bamboos that will spread with alarming speed thanks to their underground rhizomes, especially varieties of Philostachys. These are known as running bamboos, and they will spread quickly and are hard to dig out once their roots have got hold. If you've got your heart set on growing a Philostachys bamboo, the safest thing is to plant it in a large container so that it can't spread, and keep it well watered. But if you'd like to plant your bamboo in the ground, choose a clump-forming bamboo rather than a running variety. Fargesia is a great clump-forming type of bamboo, and, if you'll excuse the pun, Fargesia is far easier to grow than many other bamboos. I planted a Fargesia Campbell in my garden many years ago, and it has grown into a tall, dense clump of bamboo, but it hasn't spread out of the border, and it's not popping up through the patio or in other unwanted places. But why, I hear you ask, why would you bother growing bamboo? Well, bamboos are ideal for quickly creating screening without taking up too much ground space. It's also an inexpensive way to quickly add a feeling of maturity to a new garden when other plants would take much longer to reach a similar height. As well as visual screening, the soothing rustling of the leaves in the wind can help to muffle unwanted noise, such as traffic noise. Bamboo is ideal for tropical or oriental planting schemes, but grown with the right surrounding plants, it can equally be incorporated into formal, contemporary, or even cottage-style gardens. And it can either be allowed to grow au naturel, with leaves all the way up its stems, or, for a neater and more stylish look, peel off all the lower leaves, pulling downwards, to reveal the bare stems, leaving just a cloud of foliage at the top. But if I still haven't convinced you, if it's flowers you're after, then my next evergreen is sure to please. Trachylospermum jasminoides, or star jasmine, is a wonderful evergreen climber. There are lots of types of jasmine. Proper jasmine, or Jasminum officinale, is deciduous, and there are other jasmines that aren't hardy enough to grow outside. But Trachylospermum is evergreen, and in summer, it is absolutely smothered in small, creamy white flowers. The flowers may be small, but they are produced in such profusion that their sweet scent hits you from meters away. This is a vigorous climber, so given the right conditions, it will grow into a curtain of flowers and foliage, completely covering a wall or fence. Well, that's all very well in summer, you say, but what about in winter? Well, star jasmine is evergreen, so it will clothe your walls and fences in dark, glossy green leaves all year round, meaning you're never staring at bleak, bare fences. And in winter, those leaves turn a burnished bronze. It's relatively hardy. In the south of the country, it should overwinter without difficulty. Just give it the sunniest spot you can. And when the sun shines in summer and your garden is filled with a haze of its intoxicating scent, you'll be so pleased you planted a star jasmine. And in winter, when your walls glisten with shiny bronze leaves, you'll be even more delighted. Well, climbers are all well and good, but what about hedges? Surely hedges are the epitome of dull. The whole point of them is to be an unchanging green wall, an unnoticed backdrop whose sole purpose is to help your other, more interesting plants to shine. Enter Fotinia pink marble. Variegation snobs look away now. Fotinia pink marble is the can-can dancer of the hedge world. There is nothing shy or retiring about this plant. Its multicoloured leaves scream, "Look at me!" Its parent plant is Fotinia red robin, which is a widely grown and very popular hedging plant. And if you like it, marvellous. It's robust and reliable. But I find the dark green leaves and contrasting red new growth a little heavy and too dark for my north-facing front garden. Fotinia pink marble has lighter, greyer green leaves, which are edged with cream. And the new growth is a pinky red, creating a vibrant informal hedge that's colourful for most of the year. Give it a trim in spring to encourage plenty more of that rose-tinted new growth. It does flower if grown in a sunny spot, but it will also grow in light shade, and the flowers are definitely not the star attraction of this plant. As with all hedges, once it's established and bushy, it will help filter noise and pollution, provide screening for you and shelter for wildlife. Even if you're not in the market for a hedge, Fotinia pink marble makes a great specimen shrub, bringing its eye-catching charms to your borders. Combine it with plants that will echo its cream and pink tones, as it's not a plant that will blend into the background. And when your herbaceous plants have retreated below ground and deciduous plants are reduced to bare stems, you can look out and enjoy this diva, still flaunting its fabulous foliage. So the next time you find yourself pondering which new plants will add the most excitement and interest to your garden, don't dismiss evergreens. They can be colourful, floriferous, scented, structural, and anything but dull.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.